Now,
oh,
hello.
Hello.
It's something about you that's so familiar. Something that's got me wanting to know you. And I can't put my finger on it, but it feels like I've been here before. It's something about me that makes me wonder. I swear I'm you, but you're a stranger and I can't put my finger on quite what it is. Oh, but I've been here before. Maybe it was me who brought you here. I should run the other way, but I stay right here and I'll be a fool for you. I know myself, but I pretend I leave and I come back again. I'm a fool for you. I love you time and time again. I know just how the story ends. Oh, you remind me of someone I once knew. Maybe I'm crazy, but it's hard to ignore you. And I can't wrap my head around it, but it feels oh like I loved you. You run the other way, but I stay right here, and I'll be a fool for you. I know myself, but I pretend I leave and I come back again. I'm a fool for you. I love you time and time again. I know just how the story ends up. But I pretend I leave and I come back again. I'm a fool for you. I love you time and time again. I know just how the story ends up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the White Light podcast / radio show. The material contained in this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. This information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information should not take the place of a consultation with a physician or healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. Our resident psychic is Joni Eisinger. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Chance?
I'm good. So tell me a little bit about yourself and tell anyone who could be listening a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, my name's Joni Eisinger, and I live in central New Jersey, close to campus. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I used to not believe in any of this. I was a social worker in New York City for 10 years, and I did alcohol and drug counseling, and I was also a psychiatric social worker and worked with the mentally ill. I'm a Gestalt therapist. I received a postgrad certificate in a special type of therapy, which you can look up, G-E-S-T-A-L-T therapy. Loved it. Around 2003-4-5, I became acutely multiple chemical sensitivity. I was very sensitive to regular things and also things that quite didn't make sense, like newsprint, new finish on clothing, automotive section, the new finish on furniture, and I got very sick. So I was homebound, and an energy medicine practitioner started healing me because the docs didn't know what to do with me. And as I was healing, I started reading about energy medicine and souls and past lives and such. And then the gifts started coming in. They were undeniable. I was channeling departed ones and pets. My hands were buzzing. I was doing hands-on healing on people. I was jumping into other lifetimes. I was able to identify people's past lives. I could see into bodies, which was just fascinating. And I was doing so much animal communication and clearing spaces, clearing negative energies out of people and so on. So I am no longer a social worker. And this is what I do now professionally. I do radio shows. I do live call-in. And this is my third year here at Drew, and I'm loving it. I do galleries at restaurants. I do client appreciations for corporations. I do consulting for businesses. I do psychic parties. And I'm authored. I channeled pieces and put it together. And there's a book that's out called David's Guidance, A Book of Light. And I co-created Carry Me Crystals. And I co-authored The Chakra Journey. So I also sing. I've got a SoundCloud, and I've written and recorded and done covers as well. And I love what I do. And that's and I'm here to just kind of spread the word around, just to help people understand that we're not forsaken and this isn't just random, that there's an explanation for everything.
And there's more information about everything you do on your website, right?
Joni's that's right.
WhiteLightHealing.com.
That's right. You could find me there. And you can also find me on Facebook, Joni's White Light Healing. There's a fan page. And if you want to friend me, you could friend me, Joni Eisinger, but just tell me how you found me. Yeah.
So we have two witnesses. You've probably just heard them laugh. So what are your names?
I'm Justine.
And I'm Lindsay.
And who are you, the host?
My name is Chance Jones. I'm your host.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. One thing. So last week, we gave out our phone number, and we messed up a few phone calls. I apologize. I am not new, but still young and fresh when it comes to radio. So again, the number for to call us is 973-408-4567. Again, 973-408-4567. So call us at any time during the show and we'll answer you.
Yeah, any questions on the table? I'd love to hear from people. And I do like, I like receiving any question. A lot of students call in regarding their divine purpose, why they're here, their majors and their future careers, any stuck points. Some people want to know about their past lives, things like that.
Do either of you have a question you want to get started with?
I guess so. Yeah. So, I recently started discussing with my partner about moving to Colorado after I graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of interested in your input and, like, do you think that that's a good decision? I'm a little worried about losing myself by making such a big move right away.
What do you mean by losing?
I guess I do want to eventually go to graduate school, but I'm thinking about taking a year off, and I don't want to lose that motivation, I guess, to continue my education.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go in. That's a good question. Let's see.
Mm.
Do you do well with structure?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes and no. Like, I like set rules and like being told, I guess, what to do, but then I'm also opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
So if those rules don't make sense to me, or I think they're like unjust or disrespectful or something, I'm going to, you know, speak my truth about that.
Yes.
So,
okay. So what I'm getting regarding the structure is that when you go there, it starts getting loosey-goosey, mm-hmm. and that you do well with organization and plans.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not working or if you're not involved in a project, you fall off.
Yeah.
And that your concern about will you get lost, it does feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels that you do well with something that motivates you, something that's where the ball is already rolling,
mm-hmm.
and that if you don't have something set up, like a job,
mm-hmm.
or something, I guess if you're not going to study, if it's just, let's say you've got dispensable money, honey, God bless. Hey, if you could roam around, party for a year and do whatever you want and, you know, go to Sedona and all that, whatever. Great. But if you don't have that,
mm.
I see you'd need to be working.
Right.
You would need to set that up. I feel like you would drift and that you would get sad.
Mm-hmm.
That the fun would turn into pressure. And you would get a little bit low. Not depression,
mm-hmm.
but you'd go, oh, gee, this is exactly what I thought could happen.
Yeah.
So you know, I feel like you know yourself. Do you feel like you know yourself?
Yeah.
You do. This is validation from the universe,
mm-hmm.
that's saying, yeah, I'm kind of getting like your higher self going, yeah, I could skip a year. It would be fun. Like lollipops and sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And then like your lower self is going, oh my God, like it's over. I can't. And then you like fall down. Like I see like, I'm not that this is going to happen. It's all, they give me all this colorful
uh-huh.
stuff. Like you're in this overcoat, like this detective overcoat that's too big for you. And you like haven't like eaten or like you have this cup of coffee and like you haven't shaved or anything. And you're all like, which is not a bad thing.
No,
I'm just
yeah,
saying,
yeah,
they're just
no,
giving me very colorful.
Uh-huh.
And like, and then you just like, poof. Just fall down. Like, and the coffee just, and then the camera's rolling and the little bit of coffee that's left just starts oozing out like Psycho.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It starts going down the drain. I mean, they're giving me, like, it's just, and mind you, it's not disaster. I think that's probably your sense of humor.
No, it is.
They're giving you
absolutely.
Your sense of humor. It's like twisted and fun and like yeah. all like, oh, then the twist down the drain. And so they're basically saying it would not be good.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting that same energy from myself, and like when I think about the situation, so that's why I wanted to ask, mm-hmm. though, because
it's a good question.
I also get in my way sometimes,
mm-hmm.
from good things, so I just wanted to make sure it was not that situation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Would you like to share, if you didn't go to Colorado, what's plan B?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
Is it grad school or is it work?
I definitely want to work for a year. Mm-hmm. I know I want to do that. I don't want to go right into graduate school because, like, graduate school is kind of something that's expected of me rather than what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I want to ensure that what I will be doing will be something that I actually love to do.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm looking at many options, but yeah, I would really be staying home working just like a 9-to-5. And if I can volunteer at like crisis centers and whatnot, then I would.
Do you want to share what you're studying?
Oh, yeah. I am studying psychology, French, and dance.
And do you know what you want to do?
I am interested in many different avenues. Currently, I'm thinking about forensic psychology, so I would love to kind of integrate law and psychology and work in that, like, realm. But then again, I'm also very creative, and I would like to kind of, I'm into, like, alternative healing and like dance therapy and like movement therapy. So I'm also looking at graduate programs that are more that creative route, but still, you know, about mental health, healing mind and body and everything.
Do you have a connection with horses?
No, not personally.
So just when I went in, I saw you in stables, and I saw you as an animal communicator.
Really?
Yeah. So it would be very interesting if you were around, I don't know, if you were outside some equestrian place, some yard, and you just kind of got in there. I think you could be a healer. And I don't, do your hands ever buzz?
It's actually interesting. Kind of.
Or did they get warm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I used to be very interested in, like, reading aura and stuff like that when I was younger.
Yeah.
But it was kind of something that no one else around me really understood. So I don't really focus on that part of myself anymore.
Right. That's common.
Yeah.
So what I would say to you is it seems like you're going to be a mental health professional, and I do see kids around you. I feel like you might be doing something. I don't know if it's going to be with teens who've committed crimes, and there's rehab and you're assisting them, but that I think might be your bread and butter. But on the side, I feel that you kind of get out there and you know people who are in riding schools. And I just feel that you have this connection with the horses and that you are able to put your hands out and you could do something with intention and you could learn how to direct the energy and calm them.
Yeah.
So that would be a side thing over time if you're interested, but definitely you have healing hands. And if there are any opportunities to get out, like if someone said, oh, I want to go to a farm, you could. And just to be in that energy, I feel like there are other lifetimes where you've done things like that, and it would just even just make you happy. Even if, and mind you, when I do these channelings for people, like, there are never shoulds.
Yeah.
So if you go off and you dance in France, a little bit of alliteration there, then that's fine. There are no shoulds. There, we can go down any timeline because this is an Earth School for Soul Growth opportunity.
Right.
So I hope that assisted.
Yes, absolutely.
And good luck.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes.
Absolutely.
Before we move on, I want to give out the number again. 973-408-4567. One more time. 973-408-4567. Do you have a question, Justine?
I guess I'm stuck between, like, two things right now.
Go ahead.
one of my questions is like about the person that I'm seeing right now, and if it's like, because it's right now it's like long distance and stuff, and I just am wondering if, like, you know, like it feels right, but I'm wondering if it is right.
Is this a he or a she?
He.
And so how long? For how long?
We've been talking for a few months, but we've been actually like together for like about a month.
Okay. I'm going in. Let's see. Karma. Karma. So we have to clear karma between the two of you. And this is such a new, it's interesting. So with this one, I get that the two of you have met up to heal and you find each other fascinating. But there's stuff from other lifetimes that has to be healed first. So you were in some dangerous situation. They picked you up. I think there could be metaphor here. So I'll go in, then we'll see how much metaphor versus literal. So it's like you're in a dangerous situation. He picks you up, but then he lets you go. I don't think he like dropped you. Like he picks you up and drops you on the floor. But there was something where he kind of supported you, and then he let you down. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting like an erroneous error. Like it was poor judgment on his part, but you were left like, what? Like, where are you? I was in this situation. Where'd you go? And then he like advanced in his life and you stayed back. Like, what? You dropped me. Like, that's the situation that I get. I'm going to see how many lifetimes there is of this. Not many. I think it was that one. Let me see if there are any others. No, it was that one. So let me see what you're here to heal in this one, why you guys came back. He wants to make it up to you.
Aww.
So you have unforgiveness. You're pissed. You don't know. This is the other lifetime karma. Let's get rid of that, because that's the energy that hooks the two of you in, and it holds you down, and it keeps you from moving forward healthfully. So we'll say, we'll hedge all bets. Let's say there are other lifetimes that I'm not picking up. I think it's just one, but I do this anyway. Okay. Cross all generations, forwards and backwards, all lifetimes. You say inside, I forgive myself. So you just do that. There you go. Forgive him. Ask for his forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. Yeah, that had you... Like, I see pins and needles and, like, tight. And it was an energy that's going away. It's flushing through. So do you have any water by you? Do you have a bottle of water where you are? No? So after this show, between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. That'll help. Okay. Now we did all of this cosmic stuff. Now we'll get to practical here today. Real live. Let's see about this relationship. He's scared. Let's see. Do you sometimes have miscommunication or he tries you and you're not available?
Sometimes I'll like fall asleep before he gets back from work and stuff.
And so when he's tried you, you fall asleep and then he can't get you.
Yeah.
He's worried. He's taking it personally. That's what it feels like. He's worried. And you just went to sleep because you were tired.
Oh, I feel bad.
Okay, so it's okay. It's okay because you didn't do anything wrong. You don't have to. It just is what it is because we can't control what another person's feeling. You didn't do anything purposefully.
Yeah.
So you might want to do the reassurance.
Okay.
And like, hey, you know, I miss you. You know, and so, you know, our hours sometimes just don't coincide and sometimes I just can't stay up. And like, gosh, I wish that I'd connect with you when you ring, but you know, like that. So then he hears it from the heart and knows that you're not dissing him or you're avoiding him or like blocking him in any way. So that's the first thing I got. Let's see about him in terms of more long term. Nice guy. Do you feel like you could cry on his shoulder?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I get. He means it. He means what he says, and he says what he means. He's real. He's genuine. He's true. Are you afraid he's going to deceive you?
I sometimes have that fear, yeah, but I trust him a lot.
It's normal. Yeah. It's normal, that fear, all of us, that's normal. Let's see if there's anything that we could do regarding your fear of deception. No, just remind yourself it's okay, you're okay, he's okay, whatever's meant to be. And you're also true as well. Mm-hmm. And so the two of you both mirror each other in that way. There's a transparency. Do you want to marry?
In life? I could see myself doing that.
So it might happen. It could be. It's either that or long-time partners, like whatever. I mean, some people do civil union, marriage, live together, partner, whatever it is. I feel like this is long-term. Is he away temporarily and then he's returning?
No. So he lives in Miami. And I'm like up here.
Yeah.
And I'm from Brooklyn, but like I go to Miami often.
Yeah.
But I mean, after college, something might happen or, yeah.
Right. So you take it as it goes, see how it develops. It feels very comfortable to me. You'll get to know one another. This is very new.
Yeah.
So there's the unfolding process of any relationship.
Yeah.
Definitely the healing has happened, the forgiveness work is done, so that opens it up for so much possibility. If for some reason it doesn't work out, that doesn't mean that this is lost and there's no one. There are others. There are backups. Mm-hmm. We all have backups. Okay. It's always that way. Thank God. We've got backup material. We come, you know, armed. So you're good.
Okay.
And I feel like he's a friend. Like, on the other side at home, he's part of your soul group. So you see him and you share memories with him. I feel like you've been together in different lifetimes holding hands. I don't know if it's necessarily sexual or if it's partners. It could just be compatriots getting through a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that one lifetime that I got was where it was relationship with that, what'd you do? But aside from that, the other lifetimes, he's a friend.
It was about my cat. I just got a cat recently.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, if she, if
happy?
Yeah, if she's happy and, if she's, getting comfortable.
Nine. Okay, yeah. I'm going in. Let's see. Okay, so, and now, was she, an outdoor cat, and now she's an indoor cat?
I'm not sure. They said that she, then she had to go to, a
nursing home,
yeah,
or something?
Nursing, yeah, nursing home, and then she built her.
So, I don't know what this is, but I see the cat chasing squirrels. So, I have no idea. So, is this cat the type where it sees something, but you don't see it? It's like, what's the imaginary friend that this cat has?
Okay.
But it's, I don't know, it wants to be chasing squirrels.
Okay.
So, I don't know if it's hearkening on other lifetimes and it's putting out these little movies in its third eye of freaking squirrels and then chasing after it. But it loves this drama of something about squirrels. I don't know, flips around big time. It's so good. So, it's very much, chase, and it's a dust bunny.
it's literally always
she gets scared of them too.
Little
one. But there's the fun in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, oh, I'm afraid. No, she's not afraid. She's loving this so much. This is all like a trip and a half for her. She's very happy. So that's Dan. That's even just yes, it's a total yes. Very happy, very excited, full of joy. And if there were other animals around, that would be nice, but I don't care because they're good to me, because they treat me well. I like them. They are my friends. And you give me something to eat. Meow. Oh, and there's talking. You've got the meow thing going on.
She
meow.
Wakes me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
meow.
A lot.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow. 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 And meow. 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 Total human. so human. So I asked whether if you talk, whether she would understand a little bit. So y'all can talk to her in human language, not in meow meow. You do your English. Oh, it would be funny if you talked another language in French. That'd be cool. That you talk parlez-vous français. And then you do that thing. And then I believe that she gets it. I believe that she's understanding, she's perceiving things. She definitely is good with motion. Like if you say come here and then you start walking, she'll go. But there is conversation. I feel like you saved her. I feel like there was a boat and the boat was rocking, and that you took her and you held her because it was a fishing. There was a wharf, and that she. You're a man in another lifetime. We play man or woman. And so you were on a wharf and she was there. And she wasn't on the boat. She was at the edge of the wharf and you grabbed her. You called her sis, like sister. Hey, sister. I guess she hung out at the wharf. I think she was looking for people to throw things to her. But you took her. She was really yours. She was the companion. Hey, sis. Hey, sister. And you grab her because I feel like there was something mangled. There was something at the edge. Maybe she was trying to get at. Mm-hmm. But then there was a boat and something tipped. And then you took her and that was it. It's like that would have. And then I think you even cried. I think you cried because you almost saw her end. You saw her death. You saw like this is what. Like, I don't know, you had the ability to go down that timeline and you saw her crushed or something. And so you took her and you held her and you saved her life. Wow. You didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. Yeah, man. So she finds you again. It's planned. You pre-birth planned for this. This is part of a plan. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, come here. Mm-hmm. So it's Nova this time, but it was Sista or Sis in another. And she's a light. She's a high-energy ball of fire. She's a pisser. And she keeps people occupied. She wants to keep people on their toes. Uh-huh. So the way that she had you run and grab her, she wants like, hey, like, I'm not going to test you, but I'm going to keep you awake in the middle of the night with the meow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to keep you awake.
We also think she's been, hiding things.
Yeah. We can't find some things. And I'm pretty sure she's hiding
every now and then. There's like, I don't know what this is. They say there's a compartment.
See,
a compartment.
There's a compartment. I feel like it's check a shallow grave, they say. They call it a shallow grave. It's they say underneath. I don't know if there's a stool or a hat box. I don't know, like, or there's gym equipment or a yoga mat or gloves.
It's probably in my closet.
I was going to say, check your closet, because she might be, like...
Yoga mat.
I don't... There's something. There's a hideaway. And she'll brush it a little... And then she... and it ends up somewhere in the little place. Okay. It's a place. It's a fun little place. Little tokens.
Or your closet.
Oh, my gosh. She always goes in the closet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. A few days ago... We had come back from rehearsal, and it was dark in there. I thought I heard her under my bed, and I'm not used to her being under there. But so I turn the lights on, and I'm eating my food, and then she just, like, jumps down out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, hey. And then I look, and she's, like, while I was gone, she, like, had pushed all of my jewelry off of, like, this chest under my bed.
Shall I go and why she's doing this?
Yeah.
Like, what? Let's see what her thing is, because there's a reason. Let's see. Wow. So, cats and dogs are higher consciousnesses than humans. Yeah. They come here to assist us with awakening us. So, the first thing that I got was accumulation. Then I got accumulation of knowledge. But I'm thinking, how could someone's razor and jewelry and whatever perfume bottle be knowledge? What is this? It's metaphor. So she's accumulating these things. And so she says to herself, if I can do this, I can do anything. I can accumulate things. I can accumulate knowledge. It has to do with pulling things into her life, pulling things in. seeing what she's able to do. It's a challenge, and that it's also, it beefs you guys up too. So she's showing you, here's an animal that is low to the ground, that has four paws, that can take objects, move them without you necessarily being aware, and hide them. Look how powerful she is, and with grace and with agility. And y'all can do that too. So you can find information out of nowhere and pull it into your life. You could get wise out of nowhere. You can fill yourselves up. You can astound yourself. You can entertain yourself. You can grow. You can accumulate wisdom. That's what she's doing. So she's doing it for herself, to give her, you know, herself like kicks. But she's challenging herself, but she's also mirroring it for you to say, well, if I can do it, you sure can.
That's cute.
That's deep.
She's
a rockin' cat.
Yeah, she is.
She's great.
She's real cute. She's real sweet.
I hope that assisted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What do you have, Chance?
Well, I was going to ask you to tell us a little bit about what you do when you go in.
Oh, what's it like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. Good question. So it's not boring. Well, for those of you who aren't in the studio, I keep my eyes open, and I don't go into a trance. And I don't go into any type of trance or fast before I come here. I just make a conscious decision. I call it using intention, that I like open up or turn on a switch. And then I say my Joni, or Joni goes over to the side. I open myself up. And even before that, even I'm giving you like the step by step. So here in the studio, I'll make it sacred space. So it's just protected and holy, sacred space. And then I put white light around us, which is love. It's the highest frequency. So only the highest of energies are going to come through. And then when I turn on my intention switch, only the highest are gonna, of light are going to come in to give me any information, because I don't want lower energies to mislead. Because there are lower energies that play, and I'm not going to be the one to deliver it. That's not why I'm here. So I will hear what a person has to say. I'll ask for clarification, as you've heard, if I don't, if I need more information, or if I don't understand what a person's saying. And then I get information in terms of claircognizance, which is divine knowing. So silently in my head, I'll get information, and it'll come in the form of sentences, symbols, movies, actually symbols and words will come in the knowing, but then the movie is clairvoyance. So that's my third eye. That's the space in between your, right in the middle of your forehead. That's where the movie screen is. So I'm able to have my eyes open and also see visions. And then there's clairaudience. I don't hear things, like I don't hear voices, but I'll hear ringing. If I say a dog's barking, I don't hear woof woof in my head. It's knowing. And then I'm like, I hear a dog barking. So they give it to me as claircognizance. And then I can feel. So I get information via feeling. It could be my heart is warm, my throat is sad. I feel pressure in my head. Someone's thinking too much. Like I could get tingles, goosebumps. So I can feel, and also I can taste and smell. So I get my clairs. I think for me there are six clairs, six senses that I'm able to get, and then I allow information to come through. So I'll just channel talk. I'll have it go in that way, like that. If I don't understand something, if I get information that's not clear, I go, I don't get it, say it again. If I still don't get it, I'll go erase, bring it in again, bring it in another way. And they always do. They do an erase and delete. Also, I do automatic writing, so I could put pen to paper. Mm-hmm. So it might not come out of my mouth as talking. I might write. I can channel write. Mm-hmm. I can do that. I also have toned. So early on when I was becoming gifted with these abilities, I was pulling in sound frequencies. So I was, someone had an illness or they needed their vibration raised or whatever it was, I would sound like this. And that sound is a way of healing. Mm-hmm. I don't give out information regarding if someone's going to die. Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't give out information regarding if someone has cancer, mm-hmm. if someone's going to lose a job, get into a certain school, if someone's going to propose to them. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that they won't give me because it could be too heavy for the person. They don't want me to be the deliverer of sad, bad information, or the person is supposed to find out on their own. Mm-hmm. And that if people knew that I would tell them those things, they would be spared the pain, because through pain we grow. Or they need to find out on their own, not with an intermediary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So does that give a better idea?
Yeah.
Do you have more questions about that? Like anything more specific?
Do you guys have any questions about it?
Yes. So you said before that it was kind of like something that was always there, I guess, when you first, it came naturally to you?
It came naturally when the gifts started coming in.
Okay.
But I wasn't woke, honey, until my 40s.
Okay.
So I'm 56.
Right.
So it wasn't until my early 40s that with this dark night of the soul that it started happening.
Right. Now, is this something that you practice? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, okay, it's a good, great, great question. So, I feel that I had to keep doing it in order to hone my abilities.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That if I just did it and then stopped doing it, and then I returned to it a year later, I'd be at the same level.
Right.
And that the more you do it, the better you get.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have friends who do this as well, then you go, well, what do you do when? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
How do you do blah, blah? Mm-hmm. And then you just find people that that you just do. You just find people who are going to give you those tips. And then you read, and there are YouTubes, and then you use your intuition. If there are people who are saying things that don't resonate with who you are, then you don't take that into your toolbox.
Good does to that? Know. Yes, does absolutely. That
yeah. So I would say that if you were seeing auras, if you wanted to turn the switch on again, you just do.
Yeah.
But I would put white light protection around yourself, only call upon the highest of Christ's light to come in, and then you do your thing. And that if something doesn't feel good, then you just call upon Archangel Michael, hey, with your sword and shield, please get rid of these negative energies. Mm-hmm. Like, done. You're only asking for the top to work with you, and you want good information, useful information to come through, not don't get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, something with your cousin, but I don't know. Like anything where you start feeling wiggy, that's not why. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're here for.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so before I ask this next question, I just want to give out the phone number one more time. 973-408-4567. And again, 973-408-4567. So my question is, sometimes, like, before I go to bed at night, I'll, like, start to feel like something's there and then have to put, like you know, like, put the blanket over your head.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
Mm-hmm. For how long? How many years? Forever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever. You want me to go in?
Yeah.
I'm going in. I Hang on, I'm just getting more specifics. It's entertaining, gotta tell you, I'm not bored. You were a violinist, you were a cellist. Your mother's screaming through the house. You're in bed. You already did your day's work. You practiced. And you hear your mother, "And remember, it's music school tomorrow!" And you put the blankets over your head. It was that sound. It was her sound. You were working so hard. You were brilliant. You were so good at what you did. And you laughed and you played. You're a kid. I think you were 11 years old. I think you could have been a prodigy. But the mom, God bless her. And it was the pressure that here you are in bed. You just want to sleep. Don't we just want to snuggle up and just like melt into our bed? And there's the pillow and the blanket. Yes. Oh, so good. And maybe it's even a little like if it's chilly out, it's warm. It's just warm enough. And then you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then her voice. Don't forget to practice. Tomorrow's a big day. Good night. Oh, like it just was chilling. Mm-hmm. And so you got in this habit, like, is she going to say, it's almost like when the other shoe, afraid the other shoe's going to drop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you'd be riveted. And it was an energy. So I'm going to go in. So I'm a healer as well. You're in front of me. I could do healings remotely as well. I don't have to see someone. You don't have to do anything. So I'm just going to pull some energies off of you that are just, they're tight and they have you in a tight, constricted state. So I'm going in. Gets your throat sad. Do you eat apples?
I like them.
They're good for you. Apples and peaches. So when they're in season, just they assist you. Pulling energies off of you. She meant well. It's the forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Karma. So you blame her big time. Shut up. And then you also felt you weren't good enough. So there was something going on there. Do you have a glass of water by you, or is that in the other? So then also, you'll be sipping water between now and when you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It helps flush the energies through the physical body. So let's see what you were working on. There are certain lifetimes that, now, mind you, the way that I channel is, we give adjectives, we're not judging. Mm-hmm. We're just talking so we can wrap our head around it. Mm-hmm. No judgment. So you were a slob. You were a slob in different lifetimes.
Yeah.
In that lifetime, you were working on neatness. You were working on more, on perfection, on getting it more contained. Like, I don't have to throw this all over the place. Uh-huh. We're trying to be more contained. And that's what you were working on, but you had this perfectionist mother that had you pulling you in away from the balance of it. So when we go from slovenly and you're trying to just get balanced to be more neat, we have the mother that's tugging you away from balance over into this perfectionist, rigid type of a situation. So you were working on just moving away from slovenly to balanced. Let's see what she was working on. She was more hyper in that. I'm late for a very important date. Like the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. She's just, I got to do this right. I got to do this. And so you were... She was the extreme. She was what you didn't want to go to in the other direction. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of karma. Let's see how many lifetimes. There are a few. There are quite a few of these lifetimes where you were pushed, you were encouraged, but you halted yourself and you stopped yourself. It was like it was a scare. It was a fear. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like you would advance, and then there was that voice. Mm-hmm. That voice. Did you practice? Remember this music school? And it might be that in this lifetime that you get so far, and then you stop yourself, that you're afraid that it gets so good, and then there's this je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm. I was a Spanish major. Minor. And then you don't know why. It's somewhere here. And it's like, oh, God. Oh, my God. and then there's a stop, and you have no idea why. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the voice.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the karma. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. Any karma from that lifetime and any others where in this lifetime, ultimately, you have the fear and you put the covers over your head, not wanting the other shoe to drop, being afraid that you couldn't do it, you wouldn't do it, you shouldn't do it, you can't do it. If I do this, then it's too much. Why am I doing this? How could I do this? There's too much here. It's all overwhelming. People are expecting things of me. I'm bad. Forgive yourself. Oh, look at you. Oh, you were so done with that. Forgive everyone and everything. That mom. Yeah. You are. She's a friend of yours. That what person that mm-hmm. was the mom is someone that you know. So there's someone in your life who is naggy. Mm-hmm. God bless them. I don't know if you know them now or if they'll come in, but I feel like you know them. Ask for their forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. There are at least 100. At least 100 that would be cumulative. Mm-hmm. That would be a bleed-through effect. So in this lifetime, that would happen. Now we've got, again, we've done the cosmic. Now let's see from here forward. Mm-hmm. Let's find out. Oh, it takes time, but I feel like you've like severed ties. I feel like the forgiveness work did it. Do you ever go to sleep with a teeny bit of music before you go out?
I usually like will play like a TV show or something as I fall asleep.
I'm hearing music.
Uh-huh.
See if you could replace that with a melody, something 10 minutes, like
mm-hmm.
you're in bed, set something, 10 minutes of music, and then sleep timer off to the music. I feel that's going to, it gets in, it goes right into you, and it clears you. And it doesn't have to be new age. I mean, you choose your
mm-hmm.
genre. And then, oh, yeah. I'm throwing out. I just didn't say crepe. I was like, that's like, okay. So you choose it. And then I feel like it slowly comes down. And I feel like you'll be fine. Are you ready for some good shit?
Yeah.
This is good shit. You're in a burlesque show. Was that good shit for you?
Yeah.
I knew it would be. But you ready? This is really cool. You had a boa.
Oh.
You miss it. The sheets around you,
uh-huh.
this covering up over you, you would do this thing where you had the boa covering you.
Uh-huh.
And then you would slowly bring it down. They're literally having me do that. I've never done that in a channel. So you're hearkening the days uh-huh. when you were alive, brilliant, and an entertainer on stage. Everyone knew you.
Well,
okay.
Let's hope that's also the future.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is kind of cool. There's a paradox thing here because mm-hmm. on the one hand, we're feeling the fear, right? Mm-hmm. We went through that. We already did that. We've did that. You cleared that part. But there's another part where... Because it doesn't have to be or and. Mm-hmm. It could be mm-hmm. both. I mean, one or the other could be an
yeah.
and.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, you want that.
Uh-huh.
You want to be seen. And so this is entertaining. And so by having this like by you, it's like, my God, I miss you. This is the bow. This is the way you would start off an act. So by your bringing down the sheets, down so your face is shown, I feel like that's when you will know that you are it. Mm. You can do this. Mm-hmm. I feel like you've been hiding, and that in that burlesque show, the boa was only up for a short amount of time.
Mm.
And then it came down and you were seen because you knew how great you were and how special and how talented. And so you have been a little channeling, folks. You have been hiding under the covers. And that the curtains are coming, curtains are going up,
yeah.
but the sheets are coming down and the bow is coming down and people are going to see you and people are going to know you and there will be no fear. I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
Watch that happen. So in a few years, I see slowly the sheets come down. And then in a few years, within 5 years, this is over. The whole sheet thing's gone. Within a year, it's going to fade. It literally is, I see it disintegrating, the fear. And then there's movement forward regarding your career. And within 5 years, fabulous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, it's interesting that you mentioned boa because we were talking about snakes earlier, and how I dream about snakes and how they're a big fear of mine.
Hmm. And I had said before the show I could go in. Mm-hmm. Shall I go in regarding snakes?
Yes.
Where the heck did that come from? Let's see. Okay. Now, I am not a history person. I am not a geography.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Rangoon?
What?
Okay. Is that near Thailand? Does anyone have a phone that's in the studio? We have them all left there. Yeah. So we've got a computer here. And Chance is typing, and all the geography buffs are shouting at the radio now.
Go to maps.
Rangoon, Rangoon.
It is
Burma, Myanmar.
Yeah, near Thailand.
It's near Thailand. And what country is it in?
Myanmar?
Uh-huh. Okay. So you were in Rangoon. There was a tidal flood. You were at the bank. You were trying to help people get off of boats. And there were snakes. There were river snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if this is a python or a river snake, but you got hit. I feel like your cheek got it. And scary.
Yeah.
Very scary. So again, this is because I'm like all whacked out. Like I feel like it's so scary. It's like so absolute. My heart chakra, that's the energy center right in the center of my chest, is like numb. My solar plexus, which is right the pit of your stomach, right where you're right at the center of your diaphragm underneath your rib cage where you could push in fear and just want to scream. That's my throat chakra, the energy center, right in the center of my throat. I just want to scream. So absolutely hit so many of your energy centers. There were quite a few snakes. I mean, it is... it's good that you all don't see it in my movie, in my head. Wow. Okay. You were saving a lot of people. You got hit. I don't see death.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of those things like... where you just see an infestation of something.
Mm-hmm.
And like an onslaught. And it's just terrifying. So that did it. Fear. I think you blame yourself. I see like that was stupid of me. I think you made some comment like that was stupid of me. And then I think someone down the hill... set something. I don't know. I think like you blame some other villagers for something that went on. Karma, come into this lifetime. You're just carrying it. You're carrying it. And also, do you sometimes feel either unsteady on your feet or nauseous?
Unsteady, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like this rocking motion. I just feel like the waves, I just feel like there was a lot of, it's like a tidal flood. Like a lot of this, which would make it, you know, like the banks, the water's coming up and you have to steady yourself and position yourself to get people. Let's get rid of karma. across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. Any karma regarding the snakes, here or in any lifetime, and Rangoon. Forgive yourself. Oh. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness, and thank God for these life lessons. Yeah. You stepped on them. All different things happened. All different things. Now, you need to look up snake energy. Mm-hmm. Snake energy, animal totem, snake spirit, animal energy, however you want to Google it. Snakes work with you. So if you find out what snake energy is about, you could use snake energy to your advantage. If they've been in your life for this long, and in other lifetimes, they're trying to give you a message. All animals have strengths. Mm-hmm. And what I get is, don't limit yourself. You're unlimited. You're limitless. That's what I get. I don't know if that's what snake energy is, but I feel like that's what they're trying to tell you. But that's something that you could look up. Ah, we have research going on at the panel. There is a computer here, folks.
Yen. Yeah.
Click that first one
right there. Yeah. Snakes have always been symbols of opportunities and healing powers. Spiritual guidance. The snake can also be a symbol of spiritual guidance, and the presence of it in your life usually means you are in a transition period. It also points to ways in which you can encourage personal growth for yourself.
That was the don't limit yourself, mm-hmm. and you're limitless, mm-hmm. unlimited. Look at that.
Wow.
So now, and you chose a boa. What can I tell you? I mean, there are no coincidences mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. so go with that. This'll take a little bit of time, but I feel like, again, that disintegrates. You could even, if you really want to play around to heal, this all of you could do is, if there's something that you're afraid of, you take a little toy, something that's a symbol of what it is, and just put it somewhere and just look at it. Mm-hmm. It's like facing off. It's like, okay, hi. Because mm-hmm. it's a visual, because I used to be phobic of spiders, and then I went through therapy to get over that. Now I'm able to say bye-bye to them, mm-hmm. which I know some people don't think that's okay, but for me, that's a big thing. I don't want to be bitten by a spider in the middle mm-hmm. of the night. Mm-hmm. But I would go practically catatonic. Mm-hmm. I'd run out of the room, couldn't be in a house. I just wouldn't be able to speak. So just to face off and look at a visual of it, or you go to AC Moore and they have little rubber things, little teeny snake. You could have even like a 2-inch rubber resin thing. You just put it there. Oh, yeah, hi. And you could name it. You could give it a name. Charlie. You could do whatever you want. And you go, you know what? I think I'm going to put you in my wallet for good luck. and then you're like at Starbucks.
Right.
And then Charlie. Charlie, I almost lost you.
Oh, my goodness.
I want a latte. Okay, that'll be like $3.95. Oh, Charlie! And they're like, okay, here's your latte. No, you don't have to pay. Don't worry. You don't have to pay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's about 4 o'clock, so thank you all for listening. Thank you guys for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. And just for people, again, if they want to find me, they can go to Joanies, Joanies, whitelighthealing.com. I am available for Skype sessions and Facebook video and phone, and I have come on campus to the EC for sessions. I love what I do. I believe this is episode 12. This is now the 12th episode. This is the second one that you and I have done. This is now mm-hmm. the 12th. So it'll be available on podcast, on SoundCloud. If you look up The White Light. Mm-hmm. There's someone that's part of WMNJ Radio, and they put up these podcasts on SoundCloud.
Yes,
they and do. Thank you so and much, Chance. Yes. It's too much fun with
oh,
you.
Oh, of course.
Oh, and did we say December?
December 5th.
5 uh-huh. is the next time. Uh-huh. So mark your calendars, folks.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
I don't know how else to tell you this, but...